We're talking to Zahi De Silva in Dili. Zahi, how are things over there?
Things are going well, Warwick. We're just campaigning for the 30 June elections, and we think things are going really well.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Horta has been talking a lot about releasing a lot of money, microfinancing, pensions, a tax law. How do you see those policies? Can they work?
Just one point first is that the President of the Republic doesn't really have the power to implement economic policies because under the Timorese Constitution, power resides with the government and Parliament to carry out the laws and policies necessary for economic development.
Yeah, I think with Jose, they're like proposals, but he seems fairly confident that the CNRT will adopt them.
I guess the major criticism we have about some of the policies being proposed by the opposition parties is that they're not sustainable, and we've done some calculations on some of their promises, and we believe that if they do carry out their promises, the Petroleum Fund would be bankrupt in 4 years. Now, the Fretland Party believes that the funds obtained from the petroleum resources should be spent in a sustainable fashion because it's the major resource that we have, and if all the funds from that resource are not used properly, then the Timorese generations down the line won't be able to benefit from the resources. So it's about sustainable economic development and making promises that the country can afford. That's the major difference between us and the opposition parties.
Right, yeah. I think you've just launched a major policy paper there with a lot of financing going to youth training and education.
We're still finalising some of the policies, but the target of the National Development Plan, which was developed by the first government, is to target education, health and agriculture, and also youth. And so we're carrying through that, through those policies in the next government if we come back to power.
Moving on a bit. Hey, the last week there was some very upsetting news coming from it's a southern area of East Timor, Vikeke, where two people were killed at a rally for Xanana Guzman. Has that increased tensions there, and have the perpetrators been tracked down, and what was behind all that? Do you know?
Well, the policeman who shot one of the CNRT supporters, Afonso Kudalai, those two had personal problems running back to 97. That's what our sources tell us, and it wasn't a political dispute at all, but more a personal one. And our position is that the incident should be investigated, and those who have committed the crime should be brought to justice. Fretland's position has always been clear on this, is that we don't tolerate any violence, and we will support the justice system in resolving these kinds of issues. It's not for us or any political party to come out and blame someone else. CNRT did in blaming us. And if anyone saw the video of the shooting, it wasn't just a simple matter of a policeman shooting a peaceful CNRT supporter. The CNRT supporter attacked a policeman and hit him, and then he was shot. Not that that justifies the shooting, but it does show that it's better to wait for the evidence to come in before making accusations publicly. And I think the president urged, when he publicly came out and accused Fretland radicals of being behind the violence, he then retracted that statement in the Timorese local media. Yeah, he's retracted that and said that it wasn't a political dispute, but a personal dispute. Okay. But, you know, as president, he shouldn't be making those comments.
So did that statement actually sort of infuse, I guess, a lot of the tensions?
Well, the Prime Minister, after the president made his comments, the Prime Minister then came out and said everyone should be patient and wait for an investigation before making any judgments. And that was also done in the local media, and I think that helped to defuse the situation.
Right. There haven't been any incidents following on from that?
No, there haven't. And the policeman who shot the CNRT supporter has now, according to the UN police, turned himself in.
I was talking to Helen Hill yesterday, and she made the point that the way the election's going now, that there's not enough discussion. It's not being run on policies, but on personalities and celebrities. Would that be a correct assessment?
Well, from our party perspective, we've always based on Fretland as an institution and never promoting any individuals. Mm-hmm. But certainly from the opposition point of view, and what they're doing is playing up the personalities within their political parties. Right. And to some extent, they're trying to personalise our party by targeting our Secretary General.
Okay.
And we've largely refrained from responding to any personal attacks against him because we believe that the parliamentary elections are about electing a team that will best represent the people of East Timor in Parliament and also be able to appoint the right people to govern the country, which is not based on any particular individual but a group of people being able to carry out the job.
Yeah, I think one of the characteristics of the presidential campaign was it did get intensely personal and people didn't pull their punches, madam. Has that changed in this campaign?
Yeah, from our perspective, we're trying to run a much more positive campaign and avoid engaging with any of the opposition parties in relation to any personal conflicts. Although we do need to respond sometimes when we feel it's necessary to do so to clarify an issue, but the first 2 weeks have been really about trying to emphasise what we've done in the last 5 years and focusing on our achievements and reminding people. And then we'll be rolling out policies pretty soon as well.
And some of the observers are saying that for Fretland to stay in government and to be able to select the Prime Minister, they're going to have to work with, they might have to work with some of the smaller parties. Is that likely? And what parties would be involved if that was the case?
That's true. I think it's going to be difficult to get an absolute majority given the amount of parties that are participating in the election. But we're still confident of getting a large chunk and coming first in the vote. But the question is who or which what kind of coalition we can form. And I think we can have the support of COTA and the alliance with PPT. It's still unclear now in terms of who will which party will form a coalition with if we can. It all depends on how the results go and the kind of concessions that we have to make because we still want to be able to implement our policy, not be able to give up on that.